Last year's wage hikes for City of Greater Sudbury upper management was outrageous, a CUPE spokesperson told Sudbury.com, and dealt a severe blow to the trust between the employer and our union. Last month, Sudbury.com received confidential city documents from an anonymous source that revealed wage hikes of 8% for pay groups 16 to 18, city directors and other senior managers, and 6% for pay group 15, senior managers, were granted in 2023. The decision carried a total annual cost of $520,000, and was made by City Sow Ed Archer using the delegated authority City Council granted him, under council-approved parameters. In the wake of this revelation, a unanimous City Council passed a motion calling for the city's 20-year-old salary administration policy to be reviewed. Subsequent information Sudbury.com received from the city highlighted the fact non-union salaries have closely followed unionized rates in general wage increases since 2010. However, one-time boosts, such as the one which took place last year for non-union pay groups 15 to 18, are over and above these general wage increases. Sudbury.com requested an interview with someone from CUPE Local 4705, City of Greater Sudbury unionized employees. This request was not granted, with communications representative Daniel Segay sending a written statement responding to key questions instead. The recent pay jump for upper management has dealt a severe blow to the trust between the employer and our union, Segay said. While HR justifies these increases as necessary for recruitment purposes, it is outrageous to see long-standing general managers and directors receiving substantial raises, reaching upwards of $250,000 per year, while frontline workers struggle to make ends meet. This disparity is not only unjust but also erodes the credibility of the employer's communication with us, as we are consistently fed conflicting narratives. This manipulation of information and disregard for the well-being of our unionized staff is reprehensible. The wage hike for non-union managers was explained to Sudbury.com by Archer as a means of remaining competitive, noting they'd fallen behind comparator municipalities in recent years. Even so, a closed-session report City Council received in 2022 outlined that non-union staff in lower pay groups lagged even further behind comparator municipalities than senior managers. Archer said there's a broader candidate pool for positions included in lower pay groups, and to attract top talent they had to boost wages for senior managers. Segay clarified that pay discrepancies also exist for unionized staff, which he described as glaring and deeply troubling. Despite our efforts to address this issue through bargaining, the gap persists, the spokesperson said, adding that mechanics face a $4 wage difference compared to outside unit workers. Pulling aside other examples, Segay said the starting wage for caseworkers in Sudbury is $33.11 versus $38.59 in Halton Region, and primary care paramedics in Sudbury have a starting wage of $34.82 compared to $39.91 in District of Timiskaming and $37.86 in Algoma District. This pattern of disparity is unacceptable and demands immediate attention, Segay said. The reaction to the pay jump for upper management is one of deep resentment and frustration among our unionized staff, he added, noting it has reinforced the perception of a divide between the haves and have-nots. This blatant disregard for the hard-working individuals who keep our community functioning is viewed through a critical lens, as it sets a dangerous precedent of prioritizing corporate interests over the well-being of employees, Segay said. There is a palpable sense of disillusionment and betrayal among our members, who feel increasingly marginalized and undervalued. The city's review of their salary administration policy, which City Council passed a resolution last month to request, is expected to be tabled with the city's elected officials by the end of September. Archer has been asked to produce the review, and the city's Auditor General has been asked to analyze its results and present any recommended policy changes. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.